programme. I'm joined by the Labour Party leader, Alan Kelly. I want to get your reaction to this reopened PUP scheme in just a moment, Alan Kelly. But just first of all, what we've been discussing there with Heather Humphreys, this, well, it was described in some quarters as the gagging of Neffet. Do you take reassurance from what we've just heard from the Minister?
Actually, I take less assurance now after hearing that. It's obvious that last week there was major tensions between Neffet and the government. There now seems to be some kind of unseen protocol whereby members of Neffet are only allowed out onto the media by going through GIS. We've had various different journalists who may have invited people over the weekend and they didn't suddenly appear. They weren't approved, they weren't available through GIS. So really, I think there is a change here. I don't think people are being transparent about this change. I think it's a result of tensions from last week as regards the decisions that were taken and how they were communicated. But ultimately here, the public need to hear directly from senior people in Neffet. And I would be also concerned if there was a different approach to the members of Neffet who are public servants versus those who are members of Neffet who are not public servants. I know some were on radio this morning who, you know, wouldn't be there as public servants. So I think this issue will be trashed out this week because I think there is a change here, and the change here is subtle, but it is very worrying.
But I mean, you've been a government minister, and when there were matters in relation to your department to be discussed, it was you who spoke about them. It wasn't your general secretary or senior officials. The voice of the department is the minister, and maybe we're making a bit of a mountain out of a molehill here.
No, I think government are trying to basically change what has happened in the past. There's times when you need public health experts to give public health advice. I 100% accept that ministers are those who should be, you know, speaking officially in relation to government policy. But when it comes into the specifics, for instance, specifics in relation to HEPA filters or in relation to various issues on different types of testing and stuff like that, it's important we hear from public health people are in relation to the increase in the virus, the changes that are taking place in the virus is important. Broadly on the whole policy side of view, of course it should be the Taoiseach Tánaiste and the ministers, but we do from time to time have to ask the public health, those who were in public health in senior roles to speak to us, and that needs to continue. And it's very worrying if now there's going to be some form of gagging procedure whereby GIS have to decide who and when people go up and speak. That would be very worrying. But we'll see how it transpires over the coming week, Brian.
Let me get your response to the announcement which we've just had from Heather Humphreys in relation to the PUP, the reopening of the scheme now from tomorrow for those affected by the restrictions. And from what she was saying, it seems there's quite a liberal, if I can use that phrase, interpretation in relation to who might qualify. Is that what do you hear, make of what you're hearing?
Well, the devil will be in the detail as we see it articulated. I welcome what the Minister has said. But there are issues here relating to a whole range of other sectors. You hit the nail on the head when you said service industries that actually service the likes of entertainment, hospitality, nightclubs, taxi drivers, all of those who will see a dramatic drop in income. I believe that the drop in income was happening anyway because people were voting with their feet. There was a change in pattern of behaviour. I'm not too sure how big the impact of the restrictions that have been announced in the last week or so will have, because I think many, many people had changed their behaviour anyway, but there will be a dramatic fall in income for a whole range of sectors, but also those servicing those sectors, as well as the likes of taxi drivers. So I want to see a flexible system that will allow those who have such a serious drop in income at this time to be able to avail of this.
And how long should it remain in place for?
Well, it has to remain in place for the duration of these restrictions and probably for a period after that, because there's always going to be a dramatic knock on a period after that as well. Right. But Brian, by and large, you'll see that this is a first, you know, a change that they've had to bring about. There has been a dramatic change as regards in a very bad way as how this government is communicating. The issues in relation to schools today is absolutely incredible. We've also seen, obviously, changes in relation to antigen tests and HEPA filters and a whole range of other areas. So well, communications, bottom line, needs to improve, Brian.
Perhaps we'll come back to some of those issues on another occasion. But for the moment, Alan Kelly, leader of the Labour Party, thank you for that. Back with more on Storm Barra bearing down on us after this short break.